Currently, the VA only records suicides and suicide attempts of veterans under its care. Those numbers rose from 1,400 in 2001 to more than 1,700 in 2005. But a study by CBS News in March found there were more than 6,000 suicides in 2005 alone. This week, Feingold joined Democratic Senator Tom Harkin of Iowa in introducing a bill requiring the VA to track all veteran suicides and suicide attempts.
I think this is something we need to know about our veterans, as tragic as it is. It relates to this enormous need to make sure that people get mental health services as well as physical health services when they come back from the wars.
Recent veteran suicides have sparked a lawsuit against the VA demanding that the agency stop turning mentally ill veterans away from VA hospitals. Paul Sullivan of the group Veterans for Common Sense filed the suit. He doesn't fault VA doctors for the increase in suicides. He blames the Bush administration for following what he calls a don't look, don't find policy.
This administration didn't look for any problems among the returning veterans, and subsequently they can say they didn't find any, and that means the administration didn't need to take any action.
Recent emails from the VA's Deputy Chief of Patient Care Services, released at a Senate hearing this week, indicate the agency is scrambling to explain the rise in suicides and are looking for ways to tout the VA's expanded mental health programs for veterans. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.